With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Iran's supreme leader dismissing any discussion of whether Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel hit anything there, a tacit acknowledgement that few projectiles actually made it through to their targets. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's comments coming today before a speech to his senior military leaders. In the meantime, retired Rear Admiral Mark Montgomery telling the Salem Radio Network, Iran has funneled the money it has received from the Biden administration in recent years into attacking the Israelis.
Funded Hezbollah, Hamas, proxy IRGC proxy groups in Syria and Iraq, and the Houthis, and their own missile and nuclear weapons development. So they are pressuring Israel on five fronts.
Also at SRNnews.com, former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says Vladimir Putin has already failed in his bid to strengthen his position in Eastern Europe by dividing NATO over the invasion of Ukraine.
Well, of course, what's happened is Finland and Sweden are now in NATO. NATO responded with greater unity than I'm certain he expected it to happen.
Talent says it's now vital the West strengthen and enforce Putin's loss by bringing an end to the war without allowing Ukraine's security to be further weakened.
We need to enforce this defeat on Russia, and the way to do that is to bring this conflict to an end in a way that does not do further damage to Ukrainian security.
Police say a 30-year-old Chicago officer has been shot and killed overnight while heading home from work. The officer was shot a number of times. Police do not have a suspect in custody at this time. This is SRN News. Make no mistake about it, Planned Parenthood is making a lot of money.
The nation's largest abortion business set another record in 2023, performing nearly 400,000 abortions, the most ever, and a 5% increase over the previous year. Planned Parenthood claims that pro-life laws in conservative states threaten to put it out of business, but the abortion giant seems to be making up the difference in liberal states. The Biden administration has also vowed to keep federal dollars flowing to Planned Parenthood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signing a measure adjusting a bill that allows parents to challenge inappropriate books in school libraries. Atheists had been using the law to challenge the Bible and the dictionary. A growing number of states passing laws that allow book challenges as moms and dads demand more control over what materials their kids have access to. This is SRN News. Well, students will pay more to attend Georgia's public universities and colleges in the upcoming academic year.
Officials say schools face rising costs and must charge more to maintain a quality education. Regents have voted to increase tuition and fees at the system's 26 schools. The typical Georgia school will charge in-state undergraduates $6,466 in tuition and mandatory fees next year. That will be up 2.4% from $6,317 this year. John Scott reporting.
A tram accident at Universal Studios Hollywood theme park in L.A. has injured at least 15 people. The L.A. County Fire Department says units were dispatched to the park and victims taken to the hospital. Details of the accident not immediately available. Fire Department, though, continues that investigation. More details at SRNnews.com.